Doing sound checks at for like years now is approximately three houses down from where I'm walking right now. I'm on the street. So I was thinking awesome. It'd be cool to go in there and do a live sound check. Oh, and this is mine and Nick's idea, not mine and Roxy's. Fuck Roxy.
Okay. Let's do it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take away your credit.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
No, fuck that. I wanna go ahead and say that it was my idea, just so that I can be cool.
Yeah, this is the tables. This is a domino with a bunch of tables inside, which I've never seen before, and they're all put away.
Yeah, that's weird.
I could knock.
You know, you should just start banging on the door and say, "I need a sound check. I need a mic check."
Let's do
it. I'm in front right now. Should I go ahead and do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Wet a towel. And put it at the base of the door.
Okay. All right. No. Okay. So they're not going to be able to hear you. It's not speaker. So.
Yeah, I know. It's still
this probably
awesome.
Just gonna be stupid and this is going to be stupid and boring. But
oh,
it's
wait,
funny
you
to do, us.
You could hand the phone to them, and we can.
Oh, they might take it. They might take my phone.
Yeah, don't hand them your phone.
You might throw it against the wall.
We'll be able to hear him talking to them. It's fine.
Yeah, at least we'll be able to hear them take my phone. Okay, I'm going to try it. I'm walking up to the door right now. I'm
great. Sound
it's
check.
Open. The door is open.
Oh.
Hi. You're closed?
My lobby is. You have to go around the drive-thru.
I have to walk through the drive-thru? I have to walk through the drive-thru? Because I'm on foot. Well, I just wanted to get, like, a large pizza. Half cactus, half tangerine. What are you looking at me like that for? Yeah, so you don't have cactus? You used to have cactus. Oh. What do you have? I'm just kidding. I'm here to do a mic check. I'm with the radio station. And, so, guys... Wait, let's check. Speakerphone. Can you hear?
Mic check.
Is the mic successful, you guys? Is he here?
Okay.
He usually does the mic check. Could you tell him that Roy from Cat Pat Radio stopped in for a mic check? Okay. Maybe you should write it down.
Ask them if they have any Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
No, I don't.
But why did you look like that when you answered?
Because.
Have you heard from this guy before? I know who he is. Do you want his name? Yeah, microphone check for Cat Eye Radio.
Oh. Time to start on the second book.
Okay, and we'll call you next Tuesday for another mic check. Okay, I'll see you later.
Bye.
You want me to lock your door? You want me to lock your door? I'll go out the kitchen. That's okay. I can go out the kitchen. Drop your window. Bye. Okay, hold on. Let me get out the speaker.
That was awesome.
Okay, I'm back. Hey, I took a bunch of pictures of her while she was writing down the message.
Oh, nice.
That's Brad great. Carter. That has to go in the show notes.
Balls of steel.
What's that?
Brad Carter, balls of steel.
I really wanted Keith to be there. I wanted to get chased or something.
We can always do it again tomorrow,
pants, buddy.
Yeah, maybe I could do it tomorrow.
Oh yeah, like after the notes have been passed on.
Okay, with
the beginning of of Rocky's show. Can you imagine what Pete is going to think when he like gets a note that the Mike Chicken people showed up?
Were you wearing the foil hat?
Oh, no, I didn't think of that.
Telephone.
I love Roy Zerbo.
Telephone.
Go away, BLA.
Telephone.
It's Jimmy Changa! What you doing in this thing?
Telephone.
OMG, phone show, everyone, and it's live, and I'm here, and audio problems are happening already.
Hot damn.
Tabachi's calling us right now. Laugh Track Matt and Sudo are on the air with
Cheers.
Me.
Cheers. Hi, Tamagotchi.
Hey, buddies.
Hi, Tom.
Welcome back, Mr. Carter.
Hey, Tabachi, are you going to be at DEF CON?
No, sir, I'm too poor for DEF CON.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm not a hacker.
Yep, you suck. I'm just hanging up on you. Anyone that's not going to be at DEF CON is just...
Oh, I'm really sorry, guys.
Yeah, fuck you, Tabachi.
Oh.
Only DEF CON people can...
Yay, I'm part of the club.
That's going to thin the herd, but I'm glad I'm part of it. Rock on.
That means we have to hang up on Roxy if she calls.
Yes! No, actually, Roxy might be the only one tonight bringing something to the show. She promises lots of wacky things tonight when she calls in.
But then we could hang up on her after she delivers the goods.
Yeah.
The DEF CON crew.
I should set up some sort of soundboard thing where I can make her think she's on the air and just like talk to her in the background. She's not really... She thinks she's doing something for the show.
Oh, sad.
Poor little thing.
Who all's going to DEF CON? We're all three going. Us three are going.
Yeah.
Rob the Hyena is going from the prank show, and he.
Yeah.
Didn't he say this week he's going to do a live prank show?
Yeah,
from
live
DEF CON?
Prank show.
I don't know if that's going to be.
Huh? He's going to have to do it off of his phone because you know the free Wi-Fi at the hotel is going to be fucked.
Yeah, I don't know if he realizes how bad... I mean, Wi-Fi is always fucked at DEF CON.
Well, is there a chance I can get it off my 3G dongle?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I'm getting Sprint on Friday, so he could always use my 4G Wi-Fi tethering.
Yeah, or something. But whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. There may or may not be a live prank show. Either way, I'm sure he's going to like do one and record it, at least, and play it later on Cacti.
And we'll have a hell of a script. Very professional looking.
And we could go around interviewing people.
Hey, Gregulator, are you going to DEF CON?
Hey, welcome back, RBC. I'm not going to DEF CON. Celebrex. The prank show sucks.
I'll let you stay.
Ouch.
Oh, he hung up on me. I hung up on him.
And phone losers, let's go.
Yeah, you should just take credit for it. You've hung up on him.
Wow. That's fighting words.
A lot of people probably noticed Cacti Radio was down for like 2 weeks, and that's because I left town and there was a power failure, I guess, and that reset the Cacti computer. Hey, Zyklon, are you going to DEF CON?
No.
Oh, man. You could just do a fucking hour of this.
Hey, Rob the Hyena, are you going to DEF CON?
Oh.
Slam.
Yes!
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Hey, Zyklon, I guess I'll let you talk if you have anything to say.
Oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm on Skype today.
You're not allowed to say what's up. There is no small talk allowed ever on the phone show. If you
okay. Then I'll say this. How was your trip to Domino's last week?
It was great.
Oh, play it, dude.
Oh, no, I played it right before the show, so I wouldn't have to waste time playing it. Should we call up Domino's and just do a normal sound check and see if they...
Do a sound check, dude.
Here, let me see if I can...
And get some Dr. Pepper.
Hey, Rob the Hyena.
Hey, everybody.
Why is Rob putting on video?
What? Yeah, what the hell, Rob? What are you doing?
What is he doing?
Oh, I'm not putting on video. The,
You were on video.
The Skype update that I got.
Domino's Pizza with a security or delivery?
Actually, I'm just calling to do a sound check. Do we all sound okay tonight?
You do.
Okay, how about me?
Okay,
is so, okay with all of us?
One at a time, everyone. Sudo, Sudo, go.
Do I sound sexy, ma'am?
Sure.
Okay, Tabachi. Yes. Tabachi?
Hello, ma'am. Do I sound sexy? Hello. Okay. You're listening to cactiradio.com.
Does he sound sexy and or creepy?
Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps more creepy.
Mission accomplished. Next, Rob the Hyena.
Hey, darling, how do I sound? Do I sound a little hot tonight?
Of course.
Okay. Laugh track, Matt.
Hey there, sweetheart. Do I sound drunk?
Okay.
Is that a yes or a no? It's not okay. It's yes or no, you retard. Which one is it?
No.
Thanks, okay. Sugar Tips.
I don't sound drunk.
Zyklon?
Hey, baby. Do I sound sexy?
Wow.
Sure.
Is Keith there tonight? Really? I don't feel like we're getting a proper sound check. Can we talk to Keith, please?
Keith's not here.
Does he?
Jesus fucking Christ, woman. When is he ever there?
Has he started requesting Tuesdays off?
No, he worked earlier.
For some unknown reason. Are you going to... Can you get mad or something? Can we order a Dr. Pepper?
Y'all have Dr. Pepper?
No, we don't.
Yeah, that pissed off a little.
Do you have Mr. Pibb?
No.
Do you have Tab?
No.
Dr. Pepper?
Dole Cola?
Yes.
Sprite.
All right, you're boring.
Goodbye.
Bye, Sugar Tips.
Fucking sure. Make a personality. Bring one up.
I wonder if that was the same girl I talked to. Live. In person.
She loved you. I think you're going to go marry her.
Yeah.
Or at least do the butt sex.
You'll have to give her a Dr. Pepper first.
I think she thought Rob sounded the sexiest. She's like, yes.
Yes.
She's like, oh, yes. Yeah, you always do, motherfucker.
Did you see in the picture that I took of her, there was all those soda holders
yes.
on the counter? We need to go in there and replace one of those with the Dr. Pepper.
I don't even know the story behind this, but I suppose you guys harassed him about Dr. Pepper.
I didn't. That's all Nick Badfish is doing.
When they get all geeked up on fucking the goddamn whatever research chemicals, they can really make somebody's life pretty hellish.
No. You know it'd be better than that? Go replace all the soda with natural light.
Oh, you and the idea, Zyklon. You always have the best ones.
So is Roxy actually ever going to call this show, or is she just going to be lame and at home?
No, she said
she's having sex now.
No, she's not. She's actually out, and she's going to do something. She promises. I think she's inspired by the Domino's thing. She's going to do something wacky for us.
Oh, nice.
And we
I like wacky.
Yeah, we talked about a couple ideas.
As wacky as blowing a stranger in a men's room, because she does a lot of that.
That was the idea. How'd you know?
Oh, that's so funny. I'm going to meet a weird pedophile in the park. He's going to ask me about my kids, but then I'm going to switch it around on him and blow him in the men's room.
That's pretty wacky.
Oh, fuck.
But you ruined the surprise, Matt.
It's called the old switcheroo.
Hey, anybody here on Google Plus?
What, Gregulate?
Oh, Google Plus, breaking news. Is anybody on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I changed all my buttons around, so I don't know where they are anymore. Here we go. Google Plus. That's it.
So, who's on it? Let's get a roll call.
I'm on it. Are we friends yet?
Yeah. I just got on it because Karaz gave me the invite yesterday, or like 2 days ago.
Ah.
All the cool people have already been on it, all right?
Is there like a PLA circle or something on there? How's this?
I have a PLA circle on mine.
Yeah, there's a PLA circle on mine. I don't know if that translates to all of you guys. I don't understand.
No, I don't think it does. I think it's just a thing.
Yeah, there's a difference between a PLA circle on Google Plus and a PLA Google circle jerk on Scat House of Doom. You need to understand the difference.
I don't get it. Can you explain more?
One of them involves a cracker. The other one involves Google.
Okay, thank you.
The phone show brought to you by Google Plus.
Brought and to Ritz you by Carl's Jr.
Best to eat semen off of.
I just found, if anybody here is on Google Plus, search for RBCP and you see a really awesome image of Brad's face.
Oh, shit.
I know. We're on his thing.
Oh, that's like when I first got my Mac. Like, I don't understand how Macs work. It asked me for a user picture, so I took a webcam photo. It was like first thing in the morning, so I have crazy hair. And it's just,
I'm searching for Laugh Track Matt, and there's no results.
It's Matt Hillock.
Hey, speaking of social networks, sort of, I think, people should get in Tiny Chat, because I'm the only person on camera right now, and I'm lonely. So tinychat.com/phonelosers.
Oh, nobody can see your cock then.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just watching.
Well, there's 13 people in there, just nobody else is on camera. So goddamn.
So they're just watching your cock.
I'll get on camera.
Okay.
For a while.
Thanks.
Rob Rayburn, are you on the Google Plus?
Yes, I was forced the other night to get on Google Plus.
I was on Google Plus when you were still in diapers, kid.
Yeah.
Oh, Brad,
so,
I tried.
Like last week then?
Yeah, that's it.
Zyklon, can you come up with some ideas for what we could do with Google Plus, please?
Brad, I tried to add you. I tried to send you some extends the other day, but they wanted a credit card number.
Oh. why didn't you give them one?
Because I was on air.
She tried to use checking accounts. It was awesome. They wouldn't go for it. They used to allow
a routing number and checking account. I would just was just going to give them a real routing number and a fake checking account number.
Ah, I see.
What I really wanted to get you though was some semen load enhancing pills.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got like cases of that shit.
Yeah, no.
I should have I just hung up on people. I should have thanked Tabachi for the Domino's recording from last week. So thanks, Tabachi. If you're still listening, if you're not pissed.
Tamagotchi, he's the coolest.
Yeah. Oh, and that was from when Nick took over the show. I guess that was 2 weeks ago. He, did the phone show for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers that because it was so awesome. Actually, it was awesome. Oh. He played, all the nerdcore stuff that night. And
yeah, he did. He played a lot of music.
Introduced me to the band called Cannabis, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
Brad, I really doubt that you're new to Cannabis.
The band Cannabis.
He said the band Cannabis.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
I was speaking of Nick, I biked to his house and put a PLA sticker on his front door and then didn't visit him. I was in Illinois for 2.5 weeks and I didn't hang out with him at all. So I just vandalized his door.
Was it his new house or his old house?
His old house.
Oh, even better.
Yep. So I vandalized his shit. And the only reason I had his address...
You guys are way the fuck down there, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right by St. Louis, across the river.
Oh, okay.
Across the Mississippi. Oh.
Jesus. East St. Louis? Is there any other?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I bet Rob has that sound clip on his soundboard. East St. Louis. Yeah.
That's what Homer said. And East St. Louis is pretty shady, as is St. Louis.
Let's see. I have notes.
I just want to throw this out.
Okay.
I'd really appreciate it if all the prank show and phone show listeners would not create any more online dating profiles for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, but they're all going to stop now for sure. You didn't just multiply the problem at all.
I would like to tell all of them they can go ahead and do that for me.
Yes, you can make a bunch for Matt. He could actually use the extra profiles.
Yeah.
Don't forget to your charity, Matt.
What's that?
The let Matt give Matt.
Oh yeah, that's getting no love.
Oh, well, did you
let him drink more beer or whatever?
Give Last Track Matt another chance to drink beer.
Yeah, announce that, Pseudo. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, it's to help raise money for Matt Hillock's inevitable liver transplant due to massive amounts of alcoholism.
And all money that is paid will be forwarded to Matt immediately. And we're going to trust Matt not to blow it on alcohol. He's just going to save it all for his liver.
I'm saving it for the liver.
He won't blow it on alcohol, we promise.
You can trust Matt.
Yeah.
I trust
Matt. Look at that face. I'm adorable.
Hey, Tabachi, do you have something to say?
I have a number for you, Brad.
Okay. A number two for, Frank?
I have to pace. Yeah, basically, Nick, Rob, and I keep calling up the sheets. It's like a, stop and go gas station and telling them there's rat bones and fur in the food. We consult the guy every night.
Okay.
So let me format it into Skype notation for you.
Okay.
Oh, he's such a gentleman.
Do
I like that guy.
Oh, thank you. I like you too.
Awesome.
I like your voice.
I like your voice, too.
I'd like if it wasn't taking,
a microphone.
10 minutes for you to do this. Because, if you just post it, I could... Oh, you did it in a private message instead of our group message.
Because I wasn't part of the call.
Jerk.
Thank you.
Okay, I have to do my two clicks because of the new Skype to add this number.
Just complain about there being, rat fur in a hamburger. It should be pretty good.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of this.
Manager.
I wonder if I'm supposed to call Roxy or if she's going to call in. Did I mention... Wait.
Thank you for calling Sheets. This is Caitlin speaking. How may I help you?
What was I supposed to say to Batchy? Oh, yeah, there's rat fur on my burger and I'm upset. I'm mad.
Man, we need to talk to the manager.
Yeah, get the manager. Now. Hurry the fuck up.
Hold on 1 second.
Hurry!
Thank you.
Oh, the beauty of the phone show.
Oh, and that reminds me, I had a prank idea. I've completely forgotten about this already, but we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Hi, 431. Oh, this is another country.
Tim Clementinus, please. Hello?
Hi, Lo.
Hey!
What you doing?
There's rat fur and everything.
No, this is a different lady. This is a different country. She's...
No, that guy said hello.
Oh, did he? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have picked up that other call. I'm retarded.
No.
I mess up everything, Tabachi.
I forgive you.
Good.
I just told Roxy she should call in.
Ah, okay, good. What, you texted her?
She said she's going to call in.
All right. I have to find the perfect person to do this to. I should have done this before the show. Maybe I should play a song or something. Let's go off the air for a minute.
Okay. Play Dixon, dude. What's life if you ain't enjoying it? I'm talking about here. My purpose really used to be so unclear. Science fiction with the swagger is so unreal. So fly that my nickname should be up here. Looking up is the only time when I up here. I'm a Spartan, go ahead and throw your spear. Snap failure in the face and still show no fear. They say no shit are banned. Grab brain, we can swing somewhere like Tarzan. I swear to y'all, the rap game really making me sick. The record industry's your home, then I came to a vent. Put some nonsense out and I bet. I gotta try and call this number. This is an open book random guy. His name's Alex Pugalugraga something. God, Matt, that wasn't that funny. Quit drinking so much, Matt. I need a liver.
Hello?
Hey, is this Alex?
Yeah, who's
it? This is Felicia's father. You've been texting her. I'm her father, and I just saw her cell phone and all your text messages.
I haven't been texting her. What's up?
And I think you know that she's only 13 years old, right?
I don't know anybody named Felicia that's 13 years old. But
I've called the police already, and I have all your text messages with your phone number. It says Alex P and then there's like a heart. You know, one of those crazy heart things that all you youngins do with the carrot symbol and the three, the sideways carrot symbol.
Where do you live?
In California, and you've been sending explicit messages to an underage girl.
No, I haven't. I don't know.
Well,
any
there's no use
girl.
In denying it because I've got the cell phone records right here, and there's 2 hour phone calls to and from your number to her all the time, and all these explicit text messages.
Okay, well,
but what do you think you're doing? Know, like, how old are you for one thing?
I'm 20 years old, but I don't.
That's
know
too
I'm
old for a 13
to,
year old. What's wrong with you? How can you be seen? How can you send things like that to a 13 year old?
Okay, why don't you take a second to understand my point of view? Somebody, random person,
what's wrong
is giving
with you?
Me a call out of the blue. I have no... This is a brand new number,
so now
number
she's,
one.
Now she's a random person that called you? Well, you're responding, though. You're sending her all these texts.
I'm not texting anybody. I don't know what you're talking about. This is you're going to have to understand
you
my point
You have a
of
cell
view.
Phone and you don't text
me,
anyone?
A random number
You've never
me
texted
call.
Anyone before?
Of course I text people. I don't
You just
know
said you didn't text people. Now you're
life.
Contradicting yourself.
Hmm?
Now you're contradicting yourself. You said you didn't text anyone. She's only 13. How can you text a 13-year-old? How can you say those things to a 13-year-old?
Okay. This is a little bit confusing to me. Why don't
no, this is just a prank call, place? Alex. We're just pranking you, Alex.
What?
We're just prank calling you.
Explain your shit.
Who is this?
It's
Jesus.
It's Roy.
Roy?
We sure had you.
I don't know anybody named Roy.
We had you. Are you relieved? Are you relieved?
No, I didn't believe this for a moment.
No, you believed it.
Really? That's how you're squirming.
You text 13-year-olds all the time. We know about you.
Yeah.
I don't know any 13-year-olds, and I didn't believe this shit for a second. Who the fuck are you?
You didn't believe
it. Why did you get so squirming?
Why were you being so defensive and explaining yourself?
You we're the internet, it. Sir.
This is the internet.
To the internet.
This is Lul's. This is Lul's set calling you. Since we don't hack anymore, yeah. We just make prank calls.
Yeah, that's their new thing. Get on the Lul's boat. Don't post your number online, you fucking idiot. Soon we'll be taking another run.
How do I give
the
a shit?
Lul's boat. Calling fucking
dude.
Idiots.
Yeah, just hang up. It's a prank, you retard.
Hang up. We're dicks.
They're retarded.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We're the retards.
Do something with your life.
You're correct.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Be scared?
He just zinged.
We're pedos.
We just got zinged.
Like, take money and stop prank calling people.
Carl's Jr., fuck you. I'm eating.
I love that.
So, like, you know, I think I kind of sucked at that prank call just now, but... I think
you were fresh. You were very fresh.
I think we should try that again on the after show tonight, and like let Rob the Hyena go at it, and he'll tear somebody up.
Oh yeah, he'll make someone cry.
He'll have somebody believing that they did it. They'll be like, "I forgot, I didn't know," or something. I don't know.
Nina.
You know who's dating an underage chick? That Kevin guy on his Facebook. He started dating some 15-year-old. And he's like 20.
Who's Kevin?
He's a guy we prank called a few weeks ago.
Oh, this
guy,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, Brad. Since episode 5 was shit last weekend, I'll edit in episode 3 into episode 5, and you can find out all about Kevin, who wrote the prank show on his ass for us.
Yeah, I saw the picture. I've just been kind of out of it for the past 2 or 3 weeks because I've been gone.
No, it was really late. It was like 4 in the morning, so I'll add it in. And Roxy's apparently in her car.
Yeah, hey, Roxy. Well, she can't respond, but hi, Roxy. Wave in Tiny Chat. Everyone go to tinychat.com/phoneloser.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what? I bet she's driving.
Is she blowing it, dude?
I think so. Oh, that was me.
That's awesome.
She's texting now.
She is such a little tramp.
Any second, my phone's going to light up.
Is there something on her lip?
Yeah,
wipe it off. Wipe it off, Roxy.
It's herpes sores that don't wipe off.
She gets a lot of this.
Yeah, I know. She's a working girl, dude. It's fucking comes with the job.
Hey, she's got to feed her kids.
So I have to look
on the face.
I have to look up on my phone.
Apparently, she comes home and vomits out semen to feed them, like a mama bird.
Hey, Mr. Carter, I sent you in our number.
Oh, fuck that. This isn't a prank call show. Come on.
It is a prank, man.
we just sit around and bullshit.
Quit trying to turn this into a prank call show.
And then hang up on people.
Oh, I forgot to hang up on you, Tabachi.
Leave her alone.
What?
Leave her alone.
You sound like that one guy. Leave Brittany alone.
Alone. Chris something or other.
Hey, Chicago person. Chicago, you're on the air.
Chicago, you're on the air.
But they're just calling.
No, somebody's doing a lot of three-way calls to us tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, here's Roxy. Here's
there
Roxy.
Are a lot of three-ways.
Roxy,
where they're connecting.
What you doing, Roxy?
I drove 10 miles for this shit.
I was just getting ready to call you. So if this all goes wrong, it's all Roxy's fault because it was her idea. But what are we going to do today,
Roxy? No, this was also your idea.
Okay. What are you doing?
Well, I drove down to the Allen McDonald's to use their Wi-Fi.
I love how I could see you in your car right now. That's hilarious.
Yes, can you see the McDonald's sign behind me? Probably not.
Oh, I can. I didn't know what it was, but I think, do you have a skylight or something? I see something above you.
Yeah, we can make it out. We can make it out if you move your camera to your window.
Move your camera to your crotch, and we should be able to see everything.
Oh, Jesus. The abyss.
There's like an infestation of insects down there.
I can't tell. Not very coordinated. There it is. Do you see the golden arches?
No, I believe you're at McDonald's.
I see it. I got it.
Are they open? Are they open?
I
right
see
now?
Chlamydia.
Brad, my Skype is not working.
Oh shit, that sucks. What do you mean it's not working?
Texting me needs to stop. Holy shit.
It's not me this time. It's usually me.
Oh my god.
I love texting Roxy. Okay,
this trip.
Should I just say which McDonald's I'm at? Because it's far from my house. I actually drove far. Because I skipped the McDonald's I usually go to, and I kept driving.
I would make a big story about it first.
Is it the one on University Drive, Roxy?
No, that's the one too close.
Okay, so how are you going to get me the number? Or, like, maybe we should go off the air for a second so you can tell me.
Yeah.
Well, you already said which one was close to my house, so...
No,
you Jesus. Just said that. You just let everyone...
Going to piss.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna go off the
air.
No,
that one's not close to my house. Just kidding.
Just send
kidding.
Him a fucking text.
Yeah, the flow is so fluid, it's like drinking a song. Don't get the track list wrong. This ain't even a song. This is a beat that I must release therapy on. Everybody's saying that they wanna see me successful. Came into the game, but now I'm feeling like let's go. Intimate moments never seem to be special. See the jet, you can.
I'm not walking in yet. No, okay. I just pinched myself.
We don't care. Roxy.
What the fuck? You are obviously retarded.
How much have you drank tonight?
I haven't drank any, actually. Oh, I have 10 minutes left on this battery.
What? On your laptop or on your phone?
Great. It's like comedy gold.
Which one? 10 minutes left on what?
Are we back online?
Yeah, we're on the air right now.
I mean, okay, are you going to call them after I walk in or before?
I kind of thought you would be there already, like inside.
This is so okay, well go. Planned.
Well, it took me forever to get there.
Is okay. Walk in okay. And hang up when you want us to call in.
Roxy, are you? How? No. What's the 10 minutes? Is that your cell phone or your netbook?
My netbook.
Okay, that's all right then.
All right, I'm walking in right now.
The netbook's not important. Okay, should I just call them now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We'll just. Okay,
I'm so scared.
Okay, here's our crazy idea. We're going to say Roxy's...
Oh, shit, it's locked.
Roxy, I hate you.
I'm going to sit outside the door. I'm sitting right outside the door.
Is there drive-thru open?
Yeah, there's a guy in there, a Mexican dude. I'm sitting right outside the door.
I know, but
And just tell him that I'm stealing the Wi-Fi. He might come out here. Hurry up, call. Right now.
starting. Well, it's still a battery.
I have to sneeze first. Okay, 972.
And so what's the grand idea?
I don't know. It's going to be dumb because...
What are you going to say? That this girl's dying or something and needs a breather?
Yeah, I'm going to try and get him to do CPR on Roxy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
It's going to be so hot.
It's awesome.
Okay. Rock on.
Everyone take a drink. And
I just looked suspiciously in the window.
Good.
Hey, welcome to McDonald's. Make a happy memo.
Hello, this is Paul from the corporate office with McDonald's.
I'm sorry, sir?
This is Paul from the corporate office with McDonald's.
Make a happy, sir?
Can you hear me? Are we on speaker or what?
Hey, welcome to McDonald's. Make a happy.
Can you hear me? What's going on? Are you on speakerphone? Hello? Hello? Why could he not hear me?
No, he wasn't. He couldn't hear. It wasn't that he couldn't hear you. It's that he's fucking retarded.
Oh. I kind of figured McDonald's employees would be really smart.
Roxy dropped off.
Really? Oh, that's okay. We don't need her.
What?
Oh, shit. Sorry, wrong number.
You should be from corporate and say you're watching the security cameras.
I think I hung up on Roxy. Sorry, Roxy. Because they're both 972 numbers. It's confusing. Sorry, Roxy. I didn't mean to hang up on you.
Do you want me to go back? I'm going to plug it up in their outdoor outlet.
Yes, don't leave. He couldn't hear me, though.
I'm going to mute.
He's too busy making fucking fries.
Oh, shit.
Ouch.
Oh, that was unpleasant.
This is hopeless.
One more time.
We could always go have her go to Walmart and start paging for her, or not paging for her, but having them look for some girl with glasses and a blue shirt that you're watching on camera.
Well, the plan was, like, okay, now when I'm dialing it, it's just hanging up like it's busy, so I guess their fax machine is tying up the line.
We'll do this, like, another day.
No. Let's
I have gas in my car.
Okay, here, it's ringing again.
Okay, well, I'm not using a computer anymore.
What? Why?
Because it died.
Well, just to open it.
I don't see a plug.
Open it and pretend to use it.
Okay.
Keep the screen away from them. Yeah, we were gonna, like, say that she's stealing Wi-Fi and not buying anything. But it's not going to work because this guy can't even hear me. Ugh.
Oh, motherfucker.
I think they're just closed, Roxy.
They have a 24-hour drive-thru, bro.
Drive-thru?
Yeah, so there's a Chevron gas station near me. You can tell them to stop. Actually, you know what? I can go to a different McDonald's, the one I frequent, and you can tell them to turn off the Wi-Fi for 2 hours. Because you're doing updates.
I could, but that wouldn't be that funny, though. Like, it'd be fun. I wanted to get them to bust you. Because that was the idea, everyone. We were going to tell the McDonald's employee or manager that Roxy was going for McDonald's and stealing Wi-Fi and not buying any food. And we needed to, like, make them force her to leave. I wanted
I'll
to say that...
Out.
I wanted
I'll
to
just stand out by the door until someone comes out.
My idea was that I was going to say Roxy's hacking and to get her arrested, but she won't go for that. You're such a pussy, Roxy.
Sitting in my car.
You're in your car?
Yeah, but it's right outside the door.
Okay. Yeah, this is hopeless. They're not answering their phone.
Can we get some more of those? I really love that head-crushing sound.
Hey!
That wasn't even a fax, was it? That was like a computer tone.
There's a Chevron.
Oh,
right
what's their number?
Well, I don't know their number. Just look it up.
Okay, Chevron, Texas. Let's see what comes up.
No! Ellen, Texas. On McDermott and 75.
What are we
going to do? Just type in Allen, Texas, McDermott, and Central.
Okay, West McDermott Drive.
Roxy, how many guys have you met at a Chevron?
None.
How many guys, let me rephrase, how many guys have you blown in a Chevron?
Who is that?
That's Matt. That's Laugh Track Matt.
It is? He sounds sober.
Yeah, he didn't drink tonight.
Wow.
I think
he sounds
kind of
like Fraggle when he doesn't drink.
What happened to Matt anyway? Oh, we're lying to you, by the way.
Yeah, this
is Fraggle.
It's
Fraggle. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Fraggle.
It's like, wow, Laugh Track Matt sounds really attractive right now.
I would totally fuck him.
All right, I'm going to walk into the Chevron.
But I don't have their number. Can you ask them for their number, please?
Okay.
Do something crazy, at least. You got to make up for this McDonald's thing.
Okay.
But it'd be great if you
had
Roxy, their phone number.
Did you ever get it on with Aikison?
No. What should I say?
I don't know, but this is boring. Come on.
I'm parked at McDonald's.
Ask for the address, buddy. Wait, ask for the address. We can just Google the phone number. Just say, hey, I have a friend who's coming to meet me here. What's your address?
No. I got the number for you, Brad.
No, this is something that should have all been planned out, like, off the air or before the show, maybe.
Guess what? That's what we did, jerk.
Jerk. You're a jerk. Your mom's a jerk. Your face is
okay,
a jerk.
Okay, it's 102.
Oh, okay.
Expressway.
Okay.
It's basically the same address except 102. 102 South Central Expressway.
I'm going to pull a Rob the Hyena and just edit all this shit out of my show.
What do I need to do in here?
The question is, who do you need to do in there?
Okay, so 102 McDermott?
Yeah, I'm going to try to buy beer.
There's no such thing as 102.
What should I try and buy?
I already got you the number in chat.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Thank you, Tabachi. Okay, so Roxy, are you in the store right now?
I'm standing outside the store waiting for my instructions.
Okay, do you have a laptop in your hand?
No.
What should we say?
This guy is trying to holler at me.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know. I'm scared.
The clerk is?
No, this guy driving by.
Oh, I see. He's like, oh look, a 12-year-old standing outside Chevron by herself.
Okay, good. He left. Good. He just drove by and like nodded his head and slowed down, and then he left. Oh shit! Here he comes again.
I'm dialing.
He's coming around.
I want to call from the corporate office and say that Roxy's a known prostitute in the area.
Wait.
Oh, okay. Roxy, okay.
No.
Roxy, are you on the central part of the expressway or the northern part?
I'm at 102 South Central Expressway.
Oh, Brad, no, go to the second number.
I'm not going to say it like the... Hello?
There you go.
Roxy, we're going to get you arrested. You deserve it after all this.
I'm going to say that...
I'm going back to my car then.
No, just kidding, yeah.
No, we're just going to say
Make them stop selling something.
Make them what?
No, giving DJs for gas. That's what we're telling them.
Rob, take it.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office. Cool. Sir, can you hear me? This is Roy. I'm with Chevron corporate office.
Okay.
Sir, are there any people in the store right now?
Coupon?
Yeah, coupons. No. Roxy, is he on the phone even?
What are you looking for?
Sorry.
Look, buddy. This is Roy from the corporate office. Do you see a woman in a car outside right now?
Which car?
I don't know what the car looks like. I'm just asking, do you see a woman sitting in her car right now outside?
You?
I don't know. What are you doing? Is that Roxy?
Somebody inside.
I think that's Roxy.
Yeah. Is there a woman in the store right now? Can you ask?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she look suspicious?
No, this guy has been stalking me.
Oh, she said you're talking to her.
Yeah, put her on the phone, sir.
Okay, here.
This is kind of great.
I can't answer it.
Put her on the phone. Tell her that if you don't put her on the phone, she has to leave immediately.
You're stalking me.
No, this is the this is Roy at the corporate office.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
This is Kevin from the corporate office with Chevron. Hello, sir.
What do you want? She say I don't talk to you.
No, no, I'm at the corporate office. We need to tell you that there's some tainted beer, and she's in there to pick it up. All of the Bud Light is tainted, and she's in there to take it home with her. So she works for the corporate office.
What are you saying?
He's
saying
that
works for corporate?
Yeah.
So, sir, do you understand?
I have to pick up some beer.
Yeah.
That's what he's been telling everyone.
Why you tell her like that?
Who,
she
me?
Don't take beer.
No, no.
That's her job.
No, no.
She's been drinking, so she's a little confused.
She's young. I think maybe 18. No, man.
No, she's
maybe 18.
She's only 14, sir. You need to stop hitting on her.
She's 14, okay.
but no, she works for the corporate office. She's not going to consume the beer. She just works at the corporate office. And you need to give her all the Bud Light.
Okay. I don't tell for her, okay?
You're crazy.
You crazy?
Hey, sir, your mom's crazy.
Okay, I hung up, okay, sir.
No, don't hang up. Sir.
Why?
This is John from the corporate office.
I have a customer now. I'm sorry.
No, I'm with the corporate office. You need to tell the customer to leave the store. Explain to the customer that they need to leave the store because you're on official business.
Oh, okay.
You can take over, Rob. He probably won't notice.
Hey,
well, I've been screaming, and I realized I was muted.
You're dumb.
Oh. I've been in here just fucking hollering at this dude. And I'm like, why is he not getting more upset at me?
Did you guys see my dot mixer sprinter?
You're so dumb. Oh, yes, of course. I'll do it when you get on.
No, but could you hear mine? I was just playing mine.
Oh, no, I didn't hear it at all.
Ah.
But come on.
Is she talking to him?
Yeah, let's
hey,
be...
you goof. Pick up the phone.
Let's be quiet a second and see if we hear what she's saying. No, he's just waiting on a customer or something. Roxy, if you're listening, be crazy. Yell something crazy in the store. Say, you're sick of being stalked. You're sick of this shit.
Yeah, I'm driving away.
You're driving? Ah!
What?
That was pretty great, though, Roxy.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
What is my car doing?
You completely redeemed yourself.
You're driving? No. Look at her. She got all wide-eyed and smiley there, like a child with his first erection.
I didn't redeem myself. That was so lame. But I told him that you were a crazy stalker.
I know. It was just...
I wish you could have seen the look on his face. Oh, my God. I'm going in a do not enter.
No, it was cool. Like, you know, like, it wasn't well planned out or anything, but it was still cool to hear it all. And
oh, yeah.
It was
and he
cool.
And he thinks I'm 18.
No, we said 14.
Yeah, we
so you're happy about that.
We set him straight.
Fucking...
Roxy, you
should... Yeah, he was complimenting you. He doesn't know how old your coos is.
You should go to another place, Roxy.
Do what?
You should go to another place, and we'll do the same thing. Only this time we'll get you arrested.
All right, there's a Texaco right across the street.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, here we go again.
You guys should pretend to be, like, the abusive ex-boyfriend stalker and, like, be more aggressive and angry. Really piss off.
Yeah, start yelling. Don't even ask if I'm in the store. Just start yelling about a lady with a gray shirt and black shorts.
Okay, is Texaco...
Ask if she's in there with a guy.
Texaco, is Texaco on McDermott?
Yeah, it's right across the street.
Tabachi, do you
yeah,
have...
Yeah, let me roll up.
Okay, thank
just
you.
Just give me a minute.
Get the address. I'll roll up to it and get the address. I don't care. This is like miles and miles from my house.
You said it's Texaco?
Yeah, Texaco.
There's also a Jack in the Box. Aren't they open 24 hours?
I have no
idea.
Yep.
They feed drunks very well.
And tell them, you can tell Jack in the Box that the taco meat is tainted.
I'll go in and try to buy tacos.
This will be like when Evie tried to buy cigarettes after we had them banned from the Paisaw pantry.
So should I go into the Texaco or the Jack in the Box? Because I'll give you the address when I pull up.
I don't know.
You're an address.
We nothing. Nothing. I'm not saying anything.
Which one?
Either
which way do I go?
You pick. You pick.
Right or left?
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. Okay. Jack
it's
in the Crack.
It's probably only open for drive-thru right now.
Okay, I only see one.
Well, I can go through drive-thru.
One.
Yeah, I see. I see a Jack in the Box on University.
Only one on McDermott. That's the one.
I know. I don't see one on McDermott. I see one on University and something.
Roxy's like. Such a like cute.
You're in the wrong city. You're looking at Allen.
That's McKinney.
Oh.
West University Drive, McKinney, Texas.
Look in Allen.
Oh,
okay. Allen, Texas.
You said you were McKinney.
No, I didn't. I said I was
in
Allen.
She had to drive 10 miles to get to Allen.
Okay, I see one on McDermott.
Yeah, I had to drive really fucking far for this shit, asshole.
10 miles isn't that far.
Oh my god, but 10 miles.
You better edit out all this shit.
I will.
No.
She's lying because she lives right next to all that.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Editing out nothing.
I'm going to start out.
Oh,
start
my God.
Out.
I'm taking up two parking spots.
Okay. Can you go in there and do they have Wi-Fi? We could do the whole Wi-Fi thing.
No, they don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Let's see. Dining room hours, 10 p.m. So I'm going to have to drive through.
Well, okay.
Hold on. What kind of a car are you
driving?
That's
so not as fun.
What's your car?
All right, I'm getting in my car right now.
What kind of car are you getting into? Oh.
I'm not going to say that.
It's the color.
Oh, Jesus.
Black.
Okay.
You like it black?
She does. And saw the herpes.
She went black and she never went back.
Hey, can you hear? What the fuck am I supposed to do here?
I don't know. I don't
tacos?
Know what to. I don't know what to say.
You're
like,
just supposed
tell
to
tell them the taco
hang
meat
out.
Is tainted, retard.
Jesus Christ!
Oh crap! There's a police car. Oh shit!
Yeah.
We're gonna get you arrested right now.
Yeah.
Ask for water.
Oh. What's gonna happen to your poor half black children?
All right, mute.
Oh.
Your
why
mom,
would she mute it?
Your mom's a mute. Katie is telling
my car in front of me.
Sudo's telling me in chat that she'll do this kind of stuff too. I think like this should just be the new phone show thing. Everybody goes around to places and does crazy things while we're on the phone. Oh, and Roxy, I'm gonna pay you back. I'm gonna do this on your show, maybe tomorrow. Oh wait, no, you're not gonna be on tomorrow. Next time.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna answer.
Bastards. It's just like McDonald's.
I saw heavy money.
Jerks. I hate
spent
them.
It all on gas.
So is this like I wasn't able to do it live, but when I went and verified that the Playboys were taken off the shelf at 7-Eleven.
Oh man, I'm hungry.
You should have done what I did, Roxy, and walked into your kitchen with your wireless headphones and gotten a cereal bar.
Jeez. All right, I'm already at the drive-thru. Shit.
She's just gonna eat now.
Roxy, can you do something crazy? Can you just say some crazy thing? Ask for a cactus burger or something? I don't know.
Yeah, do you have any cactus juice?
Any what?
Cactus. Don't you have a cactus shake?
A what?
Cactus fries.
Shake.
Cactus fries.
A cactus on a sign right here that says Southwest Chicken Salad. Does that have cactus in it?
say you want cactus French fries shaped like cactuses.
Can you put cactus on the salad?
Well, no, the salad, very comfy make.
Wait, put cactus on it. Oh, wait, never mind. I don't want anything. The sign is false advertising.
Quick, drive away. The cops are waiting.
Oh, Oh, damn it. I'm stuck in the drive-thru right now.
Now you're going to feel dumb. I hope you get stuck at a window where they can stare at you.
They have a sign that says Southwest Chicken Salad and it has cactus on it. On the sign.
So now you're stuck?
Yeah, I'm like three cars down. Okay, I'm like,
Roxy, listen. Listen, Roxy. Start honking your horn. Hold, lay on the horn.
No.
Lay on the horn.
Do it.
Do it.
I'll
do
get
it.
In trouble.
Do
no,
it.
Okay.
My registration is out on my car. I don't want
to.
There's cop over.
Okay, we can get to the window. Ask who you can complain to about the false advertising.
Okay, okay, okay.
How long is it going to
take? I'm on the phone with my lawyer.
How many? Yes, say that. How many cars are in front of you, Roxy?
Two.
Okay, that's
not bad. We need to call and say that we're from corporate and we're going to take our complaint, and then they got to put her on the line. They need to hand you the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
But they could just keep her phone. Oh, no, you call there. But they,
yeah,
weren't,
we
they weren't answering, correct?
Yeah, they weren't answering. I tried.
Call them again and tell them, ask them if they have cactus in their salad.
No, just say there's a complaining customer.
Yeah, we have a customer on the phone right now. She's waiting in line. She
okay.
wants her cactus.
I'll try, but I don't know. Am I dialing
yeah,
the right number to
here, guys.
You should always leave yourself an out.
Stupid Jack in the Box. Man, that sucks. That
I'm
one.
I'm really hungry.
I can't believe that one McDonald's couldn't hear us.
I can't believe there's cactus on the picture.
Hey, can you go to Carl's Jr.?
I definitely don't want to draw attention to myself right now.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Are we allowed to prank our sponsors?
I don't know. They might pull their sponsorship.
Brought to you by Jack in the Box.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
They're not going to answer. How far? How
okay,
much?
I'm just going to get up there and ask them, who do I complain to?
Okay.
Okay. We want to hear it.
You're talking to your lawyer. Act like a crazy person.
Start waving your arms around and make crazy faces and...
Hey, if you have any paper in the car, say, I've written this all down on my important papers.
Yes.
Because crazy people always have important
papers. Oh, no, papers. Don't do it yet.
Don't do what yet?
Wait, I'm going to ask them what they learned today.
Okay, do it.
Oh, that might work.
Yes, yes, do it.
Okay.
How much farther do you have?
The car in front of me is getting their bag.
Okay. Tabachi, what'd you learn today? Tabachi. Pseudo, what'd you learn today?
Oh, I was muted.
You dummy. Okay, Tabachi, what'd you learn?
I learned that in order for a phone show to be successful, you must research all the elements.
Hey, who do I complain to about the cactus?
The what?
The cactus?
Oh, no.
You don't have cactus in the salad, but you have a sign.
Yeah.
So what did you learn today?
What do you mean?
What did you learn?
What did I learn?
Like, did you learn anything today?
Tell them it's the end of the phone show.
I don't know.
Tell them it's the
it's
end of the
crazy question.
The end of the phone show.
Did you learn anything today, or
it's the end of the phone show.
It's the end of the show, so we always ask, you know, what did you learn?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, this guy behind me is gonna get upset. All right. I'm gonna complain.
Say I love you. I love you.
Love you.
Yay, Roxy. You're awesome, Roxy.
He was totally smiling. He was like, he didn't even care that the car behind me was like getting impatient. He didn't even care.
I love
you, girl.
It was good. You're awesome, Roxy, and I'm sorry I was a jerk at the beginning during the McDonald's thing.
You're not sorry. Shut up.
And next time you do a show, I promise I will go around and do crazy things at drive-thrus.
Hey, can I get reimbursed for the gas cost?
Yeah, I'll pay your cable bill.
Really?
No. Fuck that.
Oh. I'll PayPal you $5 again on Friday.
By the way,
Roxy, I'll convince your cable service that you shouldn't pay anything anyway.
Yes, that would be awesome.
You will? Yeah. Okay, they're real bitches though, because I already tried. Like, they believe that if you don't report something as out right when it happens, it didn't happen.
Roxy, I had my phone company reverse the reverse charges and then tell me they wouldn't reverse the reverse charges, and I got them to reverse the reverse reverse charges.
For like 2 years now, Rob's been doing this.
I think I can get give you a couple bucks on your account.
I'll call you tomorrow, Rob.
But you have to give Rob your last four of your social media.
Roxy love. Group bug on Roxy.
Hey, guys.
What?
I'm going by some clothes on the border.
Okay. Matt, what'd you learn today?
I learned that I'm very happy you're back, buddy.
Aw, thanks, Matt.
You got it.
What'd you learn, Rob the Hyena?
I learned that Brad Carter is the crank call king of comedy.
I'm so glad you wrote that on Cacti, because everyone probably thinks I wrote it, and I'm just like all high on myself, and it's not like I did any good prank calls tonight. But thanks. I just now learned that I don't know how to accept a compliment.
You're just a compliment. Back on. Yeah. Oh, we missed you, buddy.
Aw, thanks. It was.
Nick.
What'd you learn, Pseudo?
I learned that next week I'm totally gonna go out and stalk the town while you guys are on the phone with me.
That'll be great. You should do it right now. Like, I think we should do an after show tonight and...
After show!
Find anywhere in Orange County and in the North Orange County, I'll go to it.
Okay. Hey, by the way, Pseudo, have you hung out with Dimebag Kyle yet?
No, I'm going to probably in the next week or two.
Ah, that'll be awesome. When I come to Los Angeles, me and you and Dimebag Kyle should hang out. And Jammy.
Okay, I'm giving him a couple servers, so I have to meet up with them. They're sitting in my trunk.
Everybody should definitely be looking into going to DEF CON, because they can hang out with me and like everyone that's on this call except for Tabachi. You suck, Tabachi.
It's gonna be the shit.
Oh, Tabachi, you have you're doing your meetup like in next week or something, right?
Yeah, it's only gonna be like three people, but hey. You're around Washington, D.C., and you're available the 30th, which is Saturday. Get your ass up to Tyson's Corner Mall. HBBI and some other PLA are going to hang out for the evening. So
that'll be great. And you'll probably have like random like old perverts from the internet show up because they'll...
Yeah,
because they're stalking HBB.
So that's okay. I like it that way. HBB and I like it, so...
Yeah. If anything happens to her, I'm going to break their legs, and then I'm going to break your legs.
And then HBB's so. Legs.
I don't have
if
legs.
You know what I mean. Sorry. Wow. That caused silence. That wasn't nearly as creepy as all you guys were on the prank show last week about HBB.
Oh, well.
I was it?
I wasn't kidding. I will break all your legs.
I wasn't creepy about HBB.
No, you weren't. Oh, by the way, HBB is like our promotions manager for Cacti Radio, because she like writes it on all the whiteboards at her school and makes teachers say it and stuff.
She's awesome. Those fucking paint, like... that bell painting. I like the new bell. Like I keep telling her she needs to do it like a Boba Fett helmet.
Oh, that's another thing. Speaking of HBB, there is phonelosers.org/art now, which has artwork that she's done and that Mildred Monday thing, and just other random PLA art things.
Awesome.
Yeah, phonelosers.org/art.
I drew one on the back of a fucking hotel do not disturb the other day, shittily.
Where's the picture?
It's on my Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. I'll look at that.
That's a great art form.
You should do that at hotel signs everywhere. I wanted to announce something. This is the one thing I didn't get to on my notes section, but there's a new Nerdcore radio station on the internet, and you should stop listening to Cacti Radio and start listening to leetology.com instead. It's 1337ology.com, and they play lots of Nerdcore. They play Rappy McRapperson, because I submitted it. They play Redbox and the Chili Peppers, which is a good band I've heard.
Oh, really? Oh.
They have a show
That's awesome.
Yeah, they have a show every night called NERD. What's that, Rob?
I said I heard the lead singer was a dick.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, even though he's... It's still good stuff.
Yeah, if you like Smoke and Pole.
Yesterday, wow. July 11th. Okay, go to leetology.com, 1337ology.com, and listen to the July 11th show. And the first thing you hear on the show, like within the first minute, is you hear me do a request and dedication to Dino Alsman, and they play a Rappy McRobertson song.
Oh, nice.
And then later in the show, they play Redbox and the Chili Peppers.
I just want to note the prank show plugged this to back before it was cool. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Roxy's not doing a show tomorrow. Maybe we will. Maybe we can all do one for her.
Woohoo!
Maybe, but maybe not. If not, I'm going to play like a Katy Perry song and just loop it for an hour.
Woohoo!
No, you should play it back in like really slow motion for an hour.
Yes. I'll do that. I'll make
the
that tonight.
ET version. Without Kanye West.
No, she doesn't play E.T. She plays old Katy Perry. She'll play like Hot and Cold or something.
Ew.
She only plays crappy Katy Perry.
Poor Roxy.
I'm such a jerk. I hung up on her. What's wrong with me? After she did all that cool stuff for us.
I know, and like you could tell she was like when you said she did good. Like you could really hear the excitement and the smile in her face.
Here, let me...
And then you hung up on her.
So, Brad, I have a question about you and Rappy.
Okay, hold on. One
top.
Okay, wait. Go ahead and ask me the question while I dial Roxy.
I said with you and Rappy, who gets top and bottom?
Oh, I'm always top.
Go figure.
So he's a power bottom.
That's right.
Show me how to blow dudes. Blow
I'm
dudes.
I'm going to the torrents, buddy.
Oh, by the way, Rappy McRapperson, look him up on Facebook. He's like got a new music project going on with the Money Boys. And
the Money Boys!
It's right. Funny stuff.
For the win, motherfuckers.
Hello?
Hi, Roxy. I'm sorry.
Hi. Why are you sorry?
No reason. Okay, so it's the end of the phone show. We're all leaving, but there's going to be an after show. And you should hang out with us all night.
Well, I'm actually going to have internet soon because I was halfway to my friend's house, so I just decided to go over there.
Okay, so end of the phone show, everyone. Bye.
Oh,
and
bye.
We're going to go off the air for a bit.
Bye. I'm going to hang up.
Don't hang up because we want you to prank with us.
But you said it's the end of the show.
But there's an after show, retard.
But this is the
end of
the show.
Wait, then that means there's not the end of the show because you're doing an after show.
It's the official end of the goddamn show like we do.
Shut the fuck up, Roxy.
And then music goes for a minute.
I don't understand. It's so confusing.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry.